Homeschool episode 69/70. Last week I just called it a bonus, so this is 69. Andrew Rivers and Corey Michaelis.
And our special guest.
Jokes. Well, it's the 69. We can't have a third.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, no guests this week. Just me and Andrew telling jokes, monologue jokes. And we'll laugh at them ourselves like Andrew does in all of his tweets. Hey, this is a podcast where we tell monologue jokes for a little bit and then talk about the world and what's going on in our lives and all that jazz. Before we get to the jokes, we should tell you where we're going to be performing live soon together four times in the next week. Tomorrow or today, if you're listening to this when it comes out, we'll be in Portland, Oregon, December 2nd, Bossa Nova Hall. December 3rd in Eugene, Oregon at that one is Wow Hall, and December 4th, Saturday. You better get tickets to Bend because we're about to sell out at Midtown Bend. And then Renton on Sunday, December 12th. Andrew's got a few things in December as well that are fun if the borders stay
open. December 17th is the North Bend Theater. That's halfway sold out, so I would recommend getting tickets for that. December 9th through 11th, if the borders stay open, I'll be in Vancouver, British Columbia. And then
House of Comedy.
Yeah. And then some corporate gigs, opening for Steve in Tacoma, and New Year's Eve in Portland or whatever. But,
exciting.
You know, just so don't come to my Portland show. Just wait a few weeks and I'll be back. And
for a sellout. and you get to see Steve and not me. So there
like,
you go.
Where have you been all of our lives? I'll be like advertising to you on Facebook and you've ignored me. So.
Posting daily on every possible social media app. But all right, well, let's do some jokes. But first, 3 second pause because I don't know how to edit things. Welcome to Homeschool episode 69. We finally got around to it. Happy holidays. I was stuffing a turkey, if you know what I mean.
Oh, because it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, well, technically it's episode 70. We skipped the jokes on 69 and just gave each other a hand job.
Reach around. We got to reach around to it. Well, that's going to definitely be the cause of the next variant and the closest thing you and I will get to 69ing. So.
Well, bummer. but I hate to be a part-time pooper, but Omicron is the latest variant of concern, and some people are blaming South Africa for the virus when they're really just the only scientists testing for the new strains.
It's a new transformer as well. Well, just like in my classroom, you smelt it, you dealt it.
I like those rules. Meanwhile, China at the beginning of the pandemic was like, hey, don't blame me, it was the dog. Or maybe the bat I had for dinner.
Omicron is the latest variant of concern causing countries to close their borders. This is an airborne virus, so shut down air travel in a few days. We want to appear safe, but also give the virus a last-minute window to come in if it hasn't already.
Oh, and just except as they we recorded, just detected it in California.
California. Dang it.
It's the equivalent of Subway hanging those plastic rectangles in front of the cash register. Like, it looks like we're doing something, but we are not.
Absolutely not. Same way they serve what looks like tuna fish, but definitely is not. Chicken of the sea. Israel, Hanukkah, is going to close their borders to all foreigners. Well, they've always been so welcoming to outsiders.
True, yeah. They've, no
maybe
walls,
this is my fault.
No barbed wire. Yeah.
I did ask Santa for another lockdown
or
for
anywhere
Christmas.
Over there.
Oh, there you are. You'd cut for a minute. Maybe I should have asked for 8 days of something for Hanukkah. Well, I didn't say lockdowns. I said tie downs, and I meant for the bedroom. So
that's easy to get those confused. Sounds like you weren't on Santa's naughty list this year. Sneak peek at a joke for next week, maybe. There's a coal shortage. It's a good year to be a bad boy, you know. It's worth more than a PS5. But either way, I'm staying in my bedroom and crying all month because I decided I'm going to take all of January off for a mental health break. At least that's what I'm going to tell people if I don't get any bookings.
Just taking time off? I mean, it's pretty lazy of you, dude.
Hey, Simone Biles is a hero, and I'm unemployed. It's, you know, I just got off this long tour. I've made a bunch of money, minus expenses. You know, I had to buy 3 charging cables and replace 7 pairs of underwear ruined. But other than that,
all right,
it's good. Lots to come.
I like that you're taking the month after the holiday month that you're supposed to be with your family off.
Yeah, yeah.
Christmas time, I'm working every day. But
every day.
I did. I saw your Instagram post. You did do 30 shows in the last 45 days. So, I mean, that's a pretty brutal schedule.
Yeah, I mean, not ideal working conditions. I'm not saying Steve treats us poorly, but I hear Ellen is hiring.
Yeah, it can't be that bad. You were staying at a Hilton every night. That's pretty nice. I've been dreaming about getting inside a Hilton since I was 17.
Hey, it is just as mediocre as you'd think, and married, so now I have no shot.
I like that you said 17. All right, that's nice of you. I was 38 when they were out. And well, she'll be up in a few days like all the reality 17? TV stars. So,
what's the problem with this? The 17?
Oh, no, as you're being nice to me by saying I was that young when the Hiltons were around. I'm saying I'm old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was 38 when they were popular.
Yeah.
I got you.
But yeah, Paris, she just had that reality show where she got married. She'll be broken up soon, just like Katie and all the other reality stars. So,
well, hey, that's,
you got 3 days window after she breaks
up.
Up
for me. That's good.
But you know who needs a mental health break? Sleepy Joe Biden. Turned 79 this week. Wow, that's crazy.
Hey, you know, go easy on the guy, all right? You can't imagine the pressure knowing that that red phone can go off at any point and wake you up in the middle of your afternoon nap, and you have to be ready to answer that, okay? What did they do for his birthday? Some kind of surprise party?
Well, it was on the calendar, but it was a surprise to everyone else. Nobody thought he'd make it to the party. It's definitely not to the end of it.
Because he's so busy.
A surprise should have given him a
heart attack.
He's the
president. He doesn't have time for a party.
Right. Yes. Political party. we need a new party. Wig party.
How about a surprise political party?
I need a wig party. All right.
Rainbow party.
Andrew Yang, isn't he having a new party or something?
Oh, yeah. The Nevercrats or whatever.
Oh, that sounds...
I don't know. What did he call it? Andrew Yang? I'm not going to Asian party.
You got to take your shoes off? Ugh. all right.
Forward party.
Oh, okay. Fun.
Like the backwards party, if you ask me.
Anal or 96? 96ing each other.
Who knows? My least aggressive sexual position. Hey, listen.
They told Biden about the party, didn't they?
Right. Like 3 minutes before, but it was still a surprise. He was the first presidential goldfish.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, speaking of all these holiday traditions, we all knew Biden was going to pardon a turkey like every year. I just didn't think it would be Rittenhouse.
Hey, you libtards are so hypocritical, okay? Kids need more mental health resources and support from the community, but Matt Gaetz and Tucker Carlson offer to mentor Kyle Rittenhouse, and everyone throws a fit.
That's real, those good guys just trying to help the guy out. Well, maybe you should take a break from comedy, actually.
Maybe you should.
How was your Thanksgiving? You spent the holidays with your family despite the war on Thanksgiving, right?
Do
you have any...
bunkered down.
Do you have any family traditions that you guys do?
I was dropping bombs from my anus, but... well, we don't really have holiday traditions. You know, we don't really believe in all that because Thanksgiving is just a made-up day to sell turkeys and celebrate the white man and his oppression. And, you know, long story short, this is why I didn't buy you anything for Valentine's Day this year.
Ah, pressed. Well, we're not big on tradition either, but before dinner, we go around the table and tell each other what we're thankful for. And then after dinner, when all the eggnog comes out, we go around the table and tell everyone what we're secretly resent them for.
So. Well, healthy. I watched an 8-hour Beatles documentary with my dad. It's supposed to be 8, but it takes you 16 to watch it when your dad pauses every 10 minutes to tell you a thing you read on Wikipedia. But it's really cool. Peter Jackson invented some new technology to make film footage from the 1960s HD quality.
Oh, they should do that with the JFK footage next, or porn.
Well, hey, Debbie Does Dallas. love to see that in HD.
All those...
I mean, you just can't get the originals like that, you know? I mean, there's so much porn now, but it's just, they don't make it like they used to, you know?
I like not being able to see the vagina. It was really fun when you...
you know, well, all the porn I watch is blurry anyway, because it's Andrew Yang's...
Stolen. Who killed JFK? Do they know?
They know. They just don't want you to know. The real burning question we needed the answer to was if Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles.
Ah, I think Debbie is burning down below, but... Well, Yoko's album broke up my eardrums. That's, you know that.
Yeah, she. What was the joke I made earlier? It was kind of funny. Yeah, not my cup of tea either, but, you know, God bless.
Yeah, her album shattered my cup of tea. It's really bad.
Hey, it's a Grammy-winning artist for some reason, okay?
Oh.
But anyway, the Beatles, this documentary, they have 2 weeks to write an album together, and it's inspiring because even the Beatles are not very good at the start. I think when you imagine some of the greatest songs ever, you don't think at one point that they were going like, I don't know, Purple Submarine. But at one point, so George Harrison starts singing Something in the Way She Moves Attracts Me Like a Pomegranate.
I'm not saying I could write better songs than the Beatles, but I feel like some of my first drafts could do better than Pomegranate. Like, yeah. Just Honey Got Booty like Pow, Pow, Pow. That would have been
right solid. Well, you know, writing in my parents' house is great because they're getting old. You know, I can mumble to myself in the other room and they don't hear me. I could take a few puffs of inspiration. They won't smell it, although... I wonder how many times Ringo's mom came in while he's writing something like, we're going to a museum. If you think museum is boring before, do not attempt with pot.
You're smoking that Purple Submarine.
That OG Kush.
Well, it's
about... it just goes to show you it's all about the work you put in, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's actually pretty easy for me. I just show up on Saturday, and there's a whole script of jokes written. I just correct your spelling mistakes and grammar, and we go for it.
It's
and
true.
I
don't book
a guest, and we go for it.
We don't have to book a guest. Why are we writing jokes, even? What are we doing any of this for? But is the real question. But, hey, Phil Kopczynski, shout out to Phil. He writes most of the good stuff.
Yeah, he's our Phil Spector. He's going to murder his wife soon, so.
And admit to it on camera. But speaking of holidays, Cyber Monday just passed. Did you support any small businesses?
Well, lots of girls on OnlyFans. You know, they had discounts and really big businesses, if you know what I mean. But have you ever shopped on Black Friday? I mean, not on OnlyFans.
She is with the Better Business Bureau, but with
the BBB.
The DDD.
BBB.
I was trying to think.
Triple D's.
Yeah,
triple B's.
Triple something there.
I'm going to report to the Better Business Bureau because I don't like triple B's or something. Have you ever shopped on Black Friday? I mean, not on OnlyFans, I know, but.
Well, I prefer Asian Friday. But I got out once super early at the same time as the police because we both wanted to beat the crowd.
Oh, beat the crowds. Wow. Black Friday. Man, first black people get the shortest month to celebrate, and now just one day? This is ridiculous.
Well, they make up for it with their huge cocks. But it's interesting to watch something that you know how it ends, you know, because it happened 50 years ago. But I also know how the Seahawks game ends, and I still watch that for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I did all weekend, just watch football. The Seahawks are terrible. I still spent $50 to win $10,000. Like, I'll do that for anything. I also know it's really bad when I see that all my poor friends can afford to go to the games.
Hey, they should spend that money on one of your OnlyFans, ladies. They clearly like pain.
Yeah.
Well, with 10.13 inches of rain and pain, it's now Seattle's wettest month in 6 years. Don't worry, though. I just got home, so things will dry up soon.
Yeah, 10.13 inches. Same size as Pete Davidson's dick, apparently.
Well, maybe he doesn't have a big dick. Maybe he just listens to women. You know, it's a novel idea, Corey.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I mean, Pete, Travis Barker, and MGK all have anxiety and mental health issues, so they probably don't talk or come. Like Megan Fox and the Kardashians just rant all day and have orgasms. Sounds like a
Listen,
pretty...
Listen, if you want a skinny guy that doesn't want to talk to you and can't come with a huge cock, I'll get some tattoos. I mean, we can work this out.
At AndrewJRivers.com. Get him a Groupon for tattoos.
More like a Groupon.
Hey, let's chat about life and Christmas is coming up and Kwanzaa and Hanukkah. Or actually, Hanukkah's over now.
Do you make a list? Do you check it twice? Do you ask people what they want? What's the best way to give a gift? Do you just say, I thought of you and I thought of this for you? Or do you just go, here's a gift card, suck my dick, here's $20?
Yeah, so our family, my mom is not the best gift giver in that she just is not, she can't really like go out on her own.
She needs a chaperone.
And do it. She need. Yeah, she's.
Be back at the bus in 40 minutes, okay?
She's very independent, but she just doesn't have a great. She's not patient enough, and really doesn't want to spend enough, you know. So like, and nobody cares.
Yeah, mom, you're just not spending enough on me. So.
I mean,
spend
I shouldn't
enough
say
time looking.
She's thrifty, so she that gets in her way a little bit.
Okay.
And so she just wants a list. Just tell me what you want, and then I buy exactly what you want. And so as a gift receiver, also she really wants what she wants because she doesn't like waste. So that's kind of her thing. She doesn't like waste. I think if we boil it down, she doesn't want extra stuff. She doesn't want things she doesn't need. She doesn't want us to have stuff we don't need. And leftovers aren't a thing. She walks around the table at the end of meals and goes, all right, we got two more pieces of green beans. Eat them up. And you're like,
that's
all right.
Great.
And so leftovers, we don't have it. There's no waste. So whereas I'm like, I like the idea of somebody, you know, thinking of me and getting me something that's cool. And even if it's not something I wanted or needed, because I'm at the point in my life where if I want something, I'll just buy it.
Right.
So, you know, if I'm giving you a list on Thanksgiving for something I want within the month, I'll probably have just bought it myself for myself. Like, I don't. So for me, it's like, you come up with, I saw this cool thing. I thought you'd like it. Here, have it. And even if it, and then I'm a good gift receiver. This is great. Oh, that's really cool. That's clever. Where'd you get this? This is awesome. And my brother's not as good of a gift receiver. He doesn't put on the act. He just goes, come on. This is, what the fuck's this? You know, so there's.
I didn't want herpes for Christmas. I don't know why you keep giving it to me every couple months.
I only gave it to you once. Yeah, so
the gift that keeps on giving.
So I'm like, here's what I said. So I was like, so we drew names this year. And that way, we're only buying for one person, and no. I mean, my mom wants to do a list because she's like, "I want this thing specifically," and we're like, "All right, we'll get you your specific thing you want." But like, I like giving gifts that I think someone will like, but I also think they've never even heard of or know about. So like, we're sitting and having drinks with my family, and they have my beer koozie around their drink. That's cool and all, but there's these things called brewmates that are awesome. And they're really effective, and they keep the drink cold.
You're like, you don't want my beer koozie. Fucking awful. Come on.
And my mom has never heard of it, so I'm going to get a nice, cool, purpley, you know, like her favorite color, and she's going to be like, oh, wow, this is great. Or she should be, because it's...
You buy her a big, great, veiny, purple...
you don't want mine. what do they call that? Clona Willy.
Clona Willy. There you go.
So that's my. But she doesn't. know about enough things, or she's not in that world. She doesn't shop. She doesn't see. She doesn't go online. She doesn't know
She
about
doesn't get the
enough.
cool
Like,
Instagram ads.
no. So she's like, ah, I just give me a list, you know, or here's an Amazon gift card, and that's all fine and good or whatever. Because I'd prefer it to be easy on her, but and then but I like to be like, you know, clever and like find a really cool thing that I think the person would like. And even if they're like, ah, you know, I don't end up using it or whatever. I'm not gonna get mad about that either. Like, ah, that's cool. Return it if you want. I don't care. But I don't know. I don't get my emotions all involved in the gift giving process. I just think some people do though. That's what we, you know. But she wants lists. She's like, everybody bring a list to Thanksgiving. And I'm like, no, we're not. I'm 41. I don't need a Christmas list.
Yeah.
I don't need gifts. I don't need. And then she always got. So then the ex-wife, her mom, would go insanely crazy. Like, one year it was like TiVo back when those cost like $400, and an iPod that was like 350, and a clothing and gift cards. And they still give me like hundreds of dollars in gift cards every year for Christmas and my birthday. But it should be piling up. I haven't seen them in a year and a half because of COVID, so that really should be, I should get a big old windfall here in a few weeks.
That sounds
What do you
fun.
guys do?
They ask us for stuff, and every year I go, I don't need anything, just, whatever. 'Cause they'll, I mean, even just that last week, my dad was
Like,
going,
you mean things you want that
yeah,
you
they
know,
go, give
yeah.
me a list, and I go, I
Right.
don't like literally, there's not a single thing that I can like. I kind of want new clothes, but also I don't want you to pick them out.
Yeah, right. Can you come to my
Don't go
house and
to
help me get rid of
Ross and
shit?
like, get
Here's
me
your
the
gift to
flimsy
me.
white t-shirts that
Yeah,
you see through, and then they you
yeah.
wash them once and they're stretched out for 10 miles. And
Yeah.
so like even last week my dad was like, how about an Apple Watch? You want an Apple Watch? And I'm like, I literally would rather just have the $400. Like, it's a whole thing. I mean, it's gonna one more thing. I gotta charge every single day, and I looked into it, and I thought this might be cool.
Right.
And then every time I'm like, ah, it's just another
Nah.
thing,
Yeah.
And so, they'll go, whoa, we're gonna go to the Apple Store. There's no tax in New Hampshire. Maybe we'll pick you up a new iPhone. I'm like, I have a system. I buy the new one when it comes out. As soon as my old one breaks, I have to get the newest model, because then it'll be 6 months. They have a new one coming out, and it's just a waste of money if I buy the thing and then 2 months later they have a brand new version for half the price. And so basically they hand me a card with $500 in it, and they go, here you go, you
Have fun.
ungrateful, no cheerful, whatever.
Get
But
out
my
of
laptop, my power cord broke. Something went wrong with the whole power cord. But so my dad had an extra one. Well, he let me use his because he's not traveling a lot. And then he was like, I was like, can I just, you're going to the Apple Store anyway. Like, can you just buy a new one and I can have this one at the airport? And he's like, all right, Merry Christmas. I'm like, that's all I actually want, because it's useful,
I think we should get, I think we should at this point just book a 4-day trip to somewhere warm and at Christmas time. That'd be, or not, in December at some point. It doesn't even have to be
Well, I got all of January open if you want to go have
you and
some
I.
Hawaii vacation again.
Maybe.
Michael,
I
how much does your Airbnb cost?
know, right? Is he where does he live these days?
I think still in Honolulu, but he just liked a thing that I should text him and be like, hey, why don't we just come out for a vacation or something?
That Nicole girl you've sent a few dick pics to, she's moving to Washington.
Oh, interesting.
Well, and then Arizona. She's
Oh,
coming to
okay.
Washington and then going to Bali and then Arizona eventually, I think, according
Well,
to
yeah, make a stop on the old Rivers
Instagram
train, maybe,
stories.
but
Yeah, there you go. Nicole, I don't know, Nicole
what
N.
about the Stacy
Vogel.
girl you've sent dick pics to? How about what's her story?
Oh God, I never sent anything to her, luckily, but she's insane, huh? Stacy Marie,
like that. Yeah, 88.
Not a single whiff of a husband in any post or Instagram story. And I'm like, all right.
Hey.
And he seemed like a real goof when we saw him in person.
Yeah,
there, but,
real. How do you get that with that? But hey, you know what?
Yeah, I haven't seen her on Instagram in months, years, maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
So then you just saw him. So that's your Christmas. Do you go to your brother's for anything? Well, no,
I might go down. I'm not a big, you know, like. I think I just am bad at I'm bad at receiving gifts. I think one year my dad got me like a how to begin learning juggling thing, and I was like, this is not even gonna get close to ever happening. So like, I love you, but.
And so you're honest. You just say that. See, that's my brother.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, I don't know if I think I just I can't. I'm not really good
Fake
at
it.
Lying. I think I so like even if I was like. Cool, you know.
They'd be like, "Oh, you hate it, huh?" And you're like, "Oh, I love it. I just came." Fake coming either.
At the end of the tour, like Brett Druck bought me some like cheap sunglasses, and I'm like, "That's kind of nice. It's kind of cool."
Yeah.
But also, like, I brought my glasses on tour to drive, you know, with driving and. I don't know what made him think, like, oh, maybe he needs a $25 pair of sunglasses.
Well, I mean, were you wearing those that you're wearing? I could
hey,
see
they
maybe.
Do look cool, and that I was like, hey, thanks, you know? But yeah, I don't know. I don't like giving a gift. I go, look, you know what you want. Just go buy the thing, and we can all be happy, and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a vacuum, Mom. You know, come
right.
on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I might, you know, like for the kids, I think I get them a book or some kind of dumb thing that they, you know, throw away 10 minutes later. But
drum set.
Yeah, I might go down for Christmas. It sounds like my brother is buying a place in Palm Springs.
Oh, right.
So my whole plan of like. Hey, maybe I have some friends in LA. Maybe I can like try and get something going there. And now he's gonna like, hey, we're spending all of our vacation time in Palm Springs, and I'm like,
right, so
awesome.
Come join me.
Yeah, yeah.
Palm Springs is like my dream. Yeah, I wish there was comedy there. But
I know all those bitches are your perfect age there,
and a lot of gay guys. So perfect. Well, there's no comedy, so.
We don't, I looked into a venue there one time, but I don't think we've ever gotten each other a gift, you know?
Not a serious one. I mean, you got me a double-sided dildo once.
Well, I've gotten you dildos
and
blow-up dolls.
And blow-up dolls.
Those weren't serious to you?
Oh.
How dare you?
Sorry,
this is
how
I find out. You're such a good liar that this whole time I thought.
I've sent you. I mean, all those photos I sent of you, to you of me using it was just jokes. Sorry.
yeah. Yeah, that was a joke. Huh?
I love this. Thank you.
Oh, you sent me a video? What?
A GIF.
Well, just a boomerang, but.
That's what I'll get you. I'll get you a boomerang. Well, and then, like, I like to do, like, when I'm on the road. Like, you know, I'm in your Dubai, you feel like you bring something home to people. Like, hey, here's a camel or a, I don't know. But there's not very many cities like that. It's not like I'm going to bring people something back from Tulsa.
Oh, depression.
Massacre. Hey. Here's a book on the Tulsa Massacre. They didn't teach you that.
Yeah.
But it was written in Tulsa, so this is
I haven't
be...
bought anything for my wall, I realize now, because I always do a... When I do a trip, I always go, here's a sentimental thing, and now I'm just been like...
Well, Oregon, let's get something weird in Portland you can put on your wall. You know, pocket pussy or a...
a donut.
Yeah, I've been... I said to ma'am, I go, hey, or someone asked me... Oh, someone goes, yeah, lots of strip clubs there in Portland. Someone who doesn't really know about... me and my life, and I was like, oh yep, I'm aware. And
interesting, never thought about that.
I hadn't known.
Did you not see the stripper whisperer code? Yeah.
And then I go, well, there's I said the hotel and the venue are literally attached to a strip club. So Mem was like, oh, you guys going? And I go, well, I'll leave all the post-show activities up to Andrew's discretion. And she goes, well, then you're definitely going. And I go, we might end up back. We might just be smoking pot and listening to rap if it was. And
if
she's
I
like,
have
he
my way, you know.
Yeah, yeah. She's
well,
like,
I
he
just
doesn't...
matched with a couple. I put my Bumble location to Portland, and then I got like three matches immediately, and then they all expire without anyone ever saying anything. And I'm like,
oh, can you set Tinder there? I mean, I don't know if you do Tinder anymore.
I don't know. I just I bought a 3-month membership just to give it a whirl here, and I think it's so weird because I think it's like the bio means more to women, I think, than the, because when I change my bio, sometimes I get a good bio and I feel like then I get way more matches. But
do
like,
do you steal jokes for the bio? Do you do your own?
I thought
joke?
About I did. Yeah. I used my own for a little bit. I've used lots of different versions of my own. I was using the Taylor Swift joke for a minute. I was using. But what did I just changed it today because I came across like a goofy TikTok of a hot girl and I was like, maybe if I steal their language.
Right. Use their words. I don't know how to talk to girls, so
I don't know anything. Isis, okay.
Isis.
What did I? Where am I? Hear me out. You, me, Christmas movies, make a gingerbread house, matching pajamas, maybe fall in love. I think that'd be sick. Let me know.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
I won't get you. I won't get you sick. I promise.
Well. Some might have to hide out with this Canada border crossing.
Ouch.
Is
it legitimately a concern? Is that gonna change soon? Or
I don't know. I don't know. But it's reading it is like you need to submit a 14-day quarantine plan. And I'm like, what?
That's right now.
Yeah.
Where we currently stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like,
even though you're going
test
for work
72 hours before. And so I think what you talked about is like, I got to get it in time that I get the results before I actually. So I might just take a test every day of the week that week. And just like one of them will be.
I scheduled 3.
Yeah.
Mine was more of a concern of getting the results in time. Because they were big on like printing them. And then, like, 3 people in front of me in line just showed their phones. And I was like, what the fuck?
So I got an email that was like, there's an app you can download. I downloaded the app, but then I forgot about it until just now. And so I got to upload my results and stuff into that, I think. So
we went to the Vegas-Cincinnati Bengals game.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was the whole thing. So, okay, I don't know if ever. So Bowers and Chrissy, great. So fun. Love hanging out with them. There's no butt coming. It sounds like there's butt coming. No butt. Great. And also,
no, you were lying the whole sentence, so we don't need to.
I don't have to negate it because it's not true. No, they're great, and they're like, you gotta come to LA. And then he watched my like, I think I do like 25-30 at LA Comedy Club, and it was probably my best show. I mean, it was 6 out of 7 good shows, which was great. And one was bad for everybody, and it's just whatever. Also, the one that the owner came to, so. What are you gonna do? But he likes me, and he doesn't care. I mean, Bowers hasn't seen me do more than 5 minutes in 8 years, probably.
Yeah.
So he was like, "Oh my god, that was oh jeez," you know, whatever. He's just freaking out about. And I was like, "Ah, man, that's some of it's good, some of it's whatever." And
I mean, that's what happens.
He's like, "I haven't heard
years,
hardly any of that."
Good,
and I'm like,
"Yeah."
I hope you haven't heard any of that, but yeah, I know some of it you might have, but no, you haven't heard any of that actually, probably. Anyway, so then come, you got. I mean, all weekend, I'm working on. I'm gonna get you to LA. You're moving to LA. You're gonna stay with us for 3 months and get your feet under you. And I was like, I don't think so. But anyway, so he. They're Bengals, or he's a Bengals fan, so she's a Bengals fan. They want to go to the game. Tickets are expensive. I'm kind of like, I don't know, you know. I don't care.
What does he do for money? I mean, you know, not to.
I don't know. She's. I think she's a little bit of money bags there somehow.
Okay.
Nah, not. I don't exactly. He. I'm not speaking out of turn to say he was like, ah, it's up to her how you know if we're gonna pay for these tickets or not. That was kind of like his position. And then she used her app or whatever to pay. So anyway, I don't know. But I had paid for some stuff up until that point just because it was easier. And then they're like, perfect. When it comes to game day, we'll either give you money or we'll pay for your ticket and it'll be all even in the wash. We're trying our asses out. She is so incredibly hungover. We're trying really hard at their hotel to buy tickets on Ticketmaster. Error. And I found great ones for pretty inexpensive. And it was less expensive to buy four than three because that's just kind of how it works out sometimes. And error. And then she was getting frustrated. So she just goes, all right, I just bought some on another website. Let's go. I was like, how much? And it was a number that was like, nah, it's way too much. And I was like, ah, geez, now I feel bad because that's not equal to what I've. And they're like, nope, we said. And I was like, all right. So we go, get there like right at kickoff, Vax cards in hand, ready to walk in. They go, oh, yeah, this is a whole, we got an app. You got to do a thing and a download and you got to upload the thing and you got to. Or you can stand in that line, show your card, get a wristband, come back. And the line is like 400 people long. And we're like, oh my God. So we go to the line while we're trying to download the app. Everybody's using the same service. There's no Wi-Fi. So we're all, it's not like the app download is taking forever.
Yeah, the cell tower's like, oh, get off me.
Yep. And it was just a whole thing, and she puked three times at the game, and we didn't get in till second quarter, and it was like, the Bowers just like, oh, this is so fun, this is great, everything's fun, and everything's fine, everything's, we're all happy, this is great, great people watching, great game. Cincinnati won, luckily, that kind of helped out a little bit, but yeah, it was quite an adventure.
How was that stadium? Strip club cool? After.
What's that?
How was that stadium? Pretty cool.
It's beautiful. I wish that's, you know, the other thing is you know, there wasn't a ton of time to walk around and see it all. And
well, we had close halfway seats, through the game.
Close, yeah, you know, and but it was a great time. It was really fun, and I just felt bad for her for the most part. And I probably will send them something in the mail or something because they don't want money. They'll be mad if I send them money, but I'll send them something. I'll get them a gift. There we go. Get Bauer's gift and send it to him.
I got some sunglasses you can mail him.
Regift Andrew's gift from Brett. Yeah, for the but you're gonna get gifts for your nephews and nieces, and I don't know how many you have, but
just two nieces.
Two nieces, right. Well, speaking of the kids, Maxwell trial.
Oh yeah. Well, this will be fun. Do you have any wild opinions or conspiracy, like, I mean, it all seems Pizza pretty Gates. Straightforward, you know? I don't know. Like,
well, seems that she's guilty of whatever she's been accused of and will be found guilty. And then there's all these other implications of other people and politicians and stuff like that. And it's like, I don't know that, I assume if there was enough evidence, they would bring charges against people. But other people think like, no, they won't, because those people are powerful and they don't. And I'm like, maybe, but I feel like we live in a world where like a prosecutor would be happy to charge a very powerful, famous person with a crime.
Yeah, I think with no but also reservations like,
if there was enough evidence.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the point is like. Even if Clinton was on the plane and they had like photographs of him with kids, they would just be like, look, it's bad for the country to just let this out. So we're going to
maybe
shame you privately, but you know, we're not going to say nothing.
Maybe.
I mean, that's sort of the reason they might have killed Epstein or whatever. I mean, anyway, it's all interesting. Yeah, everyone was going
But it seems like there's a really long list of potential people who could be who wanted Epstein dead. Like, it's not just.
Right. But then how have they not gotten to her? Is she going to talk or is she just going to take the blame? Is she, like, that seems
Yeah, why
odd.
isn't she, is she gonna die in prison? Is she gonna? I don't. But it's too late now. She's already gonna be on trial. But she's not gonna take the stand, I wouldn't assume. So, I mean, I don't know.
I don't
Maybe.
know. I don't know. It all seems messy. Yeah, I don't
Yeah,
know.
who wants to who? Who goes through with? I don't know. I listen to murder documentaries and they talk about like choking somebody, right? And killing them that way. And
You're like, oh, I'm getting hard right now.
all of the cuz a lot of the excuses are like, "Oh yeah, I just was really mad at her. I choked her for like a few seconds and then she died." And then they go, "Well, to choke someone to death takes like 3.5, 4 minutes and really tight around their neck." So that means you got eyes looking at you of someone you supposedly love or have loved for 3 to 4 minutes while you're choking them to death, and that just seems insane to me. Like, I can't imagine a scenario where. But I guess if you get to that point, you have to finish choking, because otherwise you let go and they go, "You fucking tried to kill me." Now you're in. I don't know. I just can't imagine this. So. I can imagine a scenario where a human, because of a mental issue or defect, finds young people attractive that are too young for that. But I can't imagine a scenario of going through with any. Like, that doesn't compute with me. So I don't know. So I don't get it. And I don't get the idea that there's like lots and lots of people and it's lots and lots of rich people and they're all into it. That doesn't. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. But, a lot of craziness out there, so I guess maybe. Because pedophile is like, it's that Mark Norman joke where he's like, "Oh man, those are the heroes, the people that are pedophiles and don't go through with it." Like, that's how amazing.
Well,
If you're attracted to something you're not supposed to be attracted to and you don't do anything about it, wow, what a great person. But that's not how people actually think.
yeah, I mean, I think about hurting people every day and I don't do it, so I'm a hero, I guess,
I
but
didn't know
mostly myself, but
that.
people would still be a little sad, I think, but
But I also don't know what, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't paid enough attention. I don't really know what the details of the stuff are.
Well, you know, it's just sad that the justice system is broken, and we're gonna ruin this woman's life. She was just trying to get girls modeling jobs, and
Somebody should offer her mentorship. She needs it.
Matt Gaetz, say you can work for me, huh?
So yeah, it's good.
Send me
I could use your
17-year-old
help.
girls.
I could use your help.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm shocked Matt Gaetz isn't giving her a mentorship.
Yeah.
I don't
I don't
know. I
know.
don't know enough about it to
I
talk
don't
specifics,
yeah, I
but
don't I guess we'll see what comes out. I mean, obviously it seems like this is like a thing that just goes deeper beyond anyone's really basic understanding of government, and like there's like supposedly Epstein was like working for Israel, and like and then he dropped out of school and then became a professor and then started doing the taxes or handling the money for rich people, the guy who owned Victoria's Secret. Sure, he's
on the up
up
and
and
up.
up, you know. I just love bras for 16-year-old girls, you know.
Upskirt and
Up, he's
upskirt.
upskirt. It's
He's on the
Epstein's
upskirt
brother.
and upskirt.
Epstein and upskirt. Yeah, I don't know. It again that you know, we're not the Tim Dillon show, so we're not gonna do a ton of research on this, I guess, but
Well, in my world, I get like, I have anxiety the next day if I text something that is weird. Or, like, so I don't, it doesn't compute with me to be doing like underground, secretive, illegal, like,
I
I just
also
don't
think
even get
like
it.
at that point, You got like you have $1 billion or whatever it is. I mean, money is not real when you get to that point in my mind. So you're like, why wouldn't you just fuck 18-year-olds? That's so much less illegal.
It just
Is like the imagine what's the is it the
it doesn't
league?
compete with me.
Yeah,
They're like,
yeah.
no, I need 16. You're like, why?
It's like two it's 2 years
No.
difference. You can find 18-year-olds that look 15. You can
I don't get it. I don't know. None of this computes with me.
you can have any woman you want for that amount of money. Yeah.
So I don't, I mean, I guess that's the mental defect, I guess, but then people don't treat it like a mental defect.
But you could just
So
17 to 18 is so much, it's so close and it's guilt-free coming, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe that makes it more exciting because it's dangerous and, you know, whatever.
I guess, but it just none of it computes with me, so
Yeah,
I can't even.
yeah. I mean,
I can't
imagine the
even.
guilt. Like, again, kind of like you're talking about, like, feeling shitty the next day. It's like, how do you just go about your life knowing you raped
I
a
don't
bunch of
know.
15-year-olds?
I
And
don't know.
then you're having lunch with Bill Gates, like, hey, man, I see that water project in Africa. It sounds cool. Let me throw you a couple shekels.
Right. It just doesn't. I can't even wrap my head around. And then nobody has to answer for it because they die or they
Right.
plead the fifth or don't take the stand or whatever. And you're like, nobody ever
But
knows
this is
for
obviously like a
sure.
thing that, you know, it's still going on. There's like a whole world out there, you know? You think of like different countries and
Yeah.
different, you know, like I remember I first moved to Seattle. Maybe I don't know if I've told this story, but like I was like 18, living in the city for the first time, a
So not
sheltered
fuckable.
childhood. I mean, you know me, didn't have any rough anything except for people beating me up in high school, but
Right.
like, but then I moved like 3 blocks from where all the hookers are on Aurora, you know, and one day just kind of driving, yeah, literally like driving by, like, wow, I've never seen this in real life, you know, like I'm just like a fat, I'm not trying to pick up a hook. I mean, I might have, but I was also
Yeah.
just curious of like,
If I had the money.
scout the process out, what's going on, over, you know.
Right.
And I remember like I drove by a couple times. It's always like a slow rolling
Yeah.
street. And I was just chilling and I'd circle around a few times to be like, oh, what the hell's going on out here? And then I came up to like a stop sign. A bunch of dudes just ran up to my car and started kicking the side of it. And I was like, I'm clearly not welcome here. I just got the fuck out. And then I'd like talk to people and they're like, oh yeah, you're doing too much window shopping. You either gotta purchase something or get moving. They think you're a narc and you probably look like one. And I'm like, okay, well, where do
Got
whose parents taught you this? Like what, you know, like where
it?
was this lesson?
That's what I was. What was that? It wasn't even really it never became a joke, but yeah. When I got my license, my parents were like, "Hey, it's very important that you have a trash bag in your car. You can't. That's illegal, you know, and you got to make sure you don't want to get pulled over and not have a trash bag. That could get you in real trouble." And like, oh, good, thanks I'm sure. I'm sure my friend Trenton's parents were telling him, "Hey, make sure."
Hey, keep your hands visible,
Ten
turn the
and
light
two.
on, keep your insurance, instruct the officer where you're going, you know, like, yeah. What's funny is like during what I was just thinking about this too the other day. I watched a couple of these like random like cop YouTube video body cam footage and you know, I'd like to go down that world sometimes and but they pull this guy over and they find like 32 pounds of cocaine in his car or something like that. And they're like, oh yeah, you were following too close. And the guy's sitting there like, oh, I, you know, whatever, nervous.
Freaking out.
And then I'm like, oh, that's what they, and then it was like, it was in Arkansas or something like that, and they're like, this is the number one highway for drug traffickers or something. And so I was like, oh, I was a road comic getting pulled over all the time because they're like, Washington plates, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah. Let's see if this guy has
dirty
cocaine.
Ass car, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bags piled to the back seat of merch. And
what's in those bags? T-shirts.
T-shirts.
Like, all right.
All right.
Get out. Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost worked to your advantage to be naive, because if you weren't naive, you might have been freaking out. And
right.
They
and I remember, like, you know, just having that anxiety, like, of, like, oh, man, if I, like, once I kind of figured out, like, oh, man, a cop better not pull me over today. I'm just, you know, I was just like, it was back, it was like, I don't remember, it was some, there was some police racial thing going on, and I had all this tension on behalf of other people, and I was just like, oh, God. But I remember getting pulled over, and the guy was like, this is the number one highway for human trafficking or something like that. And I was like, oh, do I look like I'm a criminal? He goes, no, you look like a victim.
Nah.
And, you know, that was my big joke for a while. But
you're going to play the victim.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey. I guess it's we should be grateful we don't know these lives are completely foreign to us and
right.
Makes no sense. And we
that
don't
is
it.
What – I guess that's – if people were looking for a definition of white privilege, it would be like –
Right.
Oh, I just I'm aware of these things, but I don't only because I had to research them.
Yeah. I mean, I went to community college and was like having a mild argument with the teacher about like she's like, "Yeah, so." And I was like, "I don't have pride in my race and ethnicity, and so I don't care about." And she's like, "Is that right? Why not?" And she's like, "I don't know. I don't even think about it. I couldn't care, you know. I don't care. I don't And she's like, you don't even think about it. Interesting. And I was like, yeah, it's great. Oh, that's I don't have to.
Oh, you had a good teacher. Oh, okay.
I don't have to ever think about it. Oh, shit. All right. Good point.
I wore you know, I think I told you this story, but we had Spirit Day, right? And so,
yeah, I remember
yeah,
this.
So I wore vaguely. Like a Osama bin Laden costume, you know,
right.
A couple months after 9/11. And just a real sense
hilarious.
Of it was tourist day. I thought it was terrorist day. That was my big joke.
Big joke.
And I remember going to one class, and the teacher was like, "Do you think that's funny?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's
yeah,
kind of funny.
Yeah,
that's what I do. Yeah,
this joke didn't bomb."
Yeah. Oh boy. And then some black kid, like the only black kid, and one of the only black kids in our school, was like. He said something like, "Do you have a problem with it?" And she was like, "Maybe I do." And and we were all kind of like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
And then I remember kids would like yell racial slurs at me in the hall. They would like shove me in the hallway and say stuff, and I'd be like, "What? Like, you people are so weird. Different childhood." And then I went to like the principal's office, and they're like. Did your parents know? And my mom helped me make the comment. Like, we just are dumb. We thought it was funny, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like crying and like,
I'm so sorry.
I'm not an idiot. I don't know. But,
well, that's like the thing of like being people like use ignorant as an insult, which sometimes it should be, but then also sometimes it just means not knowing. Like, so, you know, if someone doesn't know something, what's the best way to tell them about it that makes them receive it well, as opposed to just making them be like, fuck you,
right.
You know, whatever. So, like, I remember a kid wore, like, it was basically a woman and a man getting married and a man, and it had a line through the man and the man. I don't know what funny joke. Against gay marriage it was, and I pulled a kid in the hall.
Oh, I think you told me that. Yeah.
I just kind of was like, I don't know. What are we doing here? Like, because it's a dangerous ground. I knew his mom, too, and she's quite the Karen, so I didn't want to, like, but I just kind of was like, is this really, you really want to, like, hurt people just to make this joke. And he was like, hurt people? And I'm like, well, yeah. I had to try to explain like why that might be hurtful to some people. And he was like, well, I don't want to hurt anybody. And I was like, so what do you think you should do about it? And he was like, I go put my sweatshirt on. And I was like, there you go. And
You
then
should
we
do that with
all
a school shooter. Do you really want to hurt people?
no,
I
I don't want to
just
hurt
thought it was
anybody.
funny. I don't know,
Hilarious.
man. Man, I don't know.
Bro, this is hilarious.
Bro, this viral video going around of this kid's Snapchat. Did you go to his actual profile and look through all the videos at all? Okay.
Oh no, I just saw the full video of them
Yeah.
escaping out the back window and then into the other building. And yeah, I mean, I've been in those situations where we th so in Marysville there was a school shooting while I was teaching. A kid killed multiple people. Marysville Pilchuck is like 10 minutes away from our high school. And then within weeks of that story that I've already told, I think where I got tricked into thinking there was going to be one on our campus. And we do the lockdowns, and so we cover the windows and we stay in the corner away from windows.
You have to add in if the school shooter says bro, it's not a cop or whatever.
It's probably not a cop. Well, I'm surprised they left the room. I was surprised by that, just because if they were in a locked room,
He even
but
panned to be like the windows are shut and
I
covered or
mean,
whatever.
based on how I viewed that, it looked like he could have just been walked out a door and been right there with them. But
Right.
I don't
Who
know.
knows? Yeah.
But the deal is run, hide, fight. So you run, you hide, and then if you are presented with the, you fight. And that might be like obvious, but also, I mean, that's the order of operations. Run first, hide second, fight third. So if you're feeling like
That's also my dating strategy.
don't run
Ah, yeah, I'm so scared of you.
to yeah, don't have fight as your first option, I guess, is kind of the idea of like I'm gonna go find this guy and fight him. Well, no, he has a gun, so you need to run. And then if running isn't working, hide, and then if you have to, you know. If you're face to face with him, fight. You'll probably die, but it might help the other kids. So they
I'll be a
were
hero. They'll finally know my name. Hey, that
they
weird
were
guy
running.
saved our life, you know?
They were running. That's, but they were also in a locked room, but he has a gun, so who knows? He can shoot through the th I don't know. It's all bad. And then he keeps recording the whole time, which I'm glad we had that video because it's interesting, but also put your fucking phone down and let's save ourselves. I don't know.
You're the teacher in the corner crying. Yeah, turn the video off. Shouldn't we document this?
I don't want
God,
evidence
I'm
that
brave. I was a
no.
hero.
Michael
Yeah, there's
Scott.
even a point where, like, I think it was before the kid came. I mean, obviously they went running or whatever, but like the timeline of his snaps were like, oh, hiding out. And then there's like a
There's
teacher
a
trying to put a
lockdown. We don't really know
desk
what's
in
going
front of the
on.
door or something like that, which even that I felt like. Just lock it and fucking hide the other, maybe, but
Yeah, they've had
I mean,
some.
I don't know if the doors are strong enough to, like, I don't know what kind of schools, you know, if they gotta get
You couldn't
reinforced
get in our
doorways
door.
now. Yeah.
Yeah, our door was, you're not getting in it. You
Okay.
might shoot through the window and reach through and unlock it. But even that, the windows were really, so we
Yeah.
were supposed to cover that window. We had a window like this wide and that
Yeah.
tall. You were supposed to cover
So
that
Pete
even.
Davidson's cock about.
So we were supposed to cover that just 'cause like if they don't think there's anybody in there, they're moving
But the kids
on.
are talking back too, which is
Yeah,
that, you know,
that
do you want, like,
I
I would have
would
been
have
like, just fucking nothing.
nope. Yeah, that's what we would have done. But
Would you use that video as like a training video to be I
maybe
mean, yeah.
maybe they should, So one of the other things is, I think we talked about is like you don't trust anything. So that was good for of them to not trust, because like an intercom, hey, it's school's back, unlock everything, could be someone holding the gun to someone telling them to tell the, whatever. Or it could just be the person who's like, hey, this is your
I
vice
also think in that
principal.
situation, though, like, if someone goes, you better let everyone out,
You don't do it? Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be like, well, you gotta kill me, because I'm not gonna kill 200,000. Like, you're gonna kill me either way, so just fucking let's get over it.
I think so, probably, but just who, you know.
I know everyone in their mind is like, I'll stand up to the bully, and then they're like, oh, whatever you want.
I think this is like coaching. It's like, so in coaching, we said, you can't have a rule for everything, so you need to have standards that you adhere to. So, like, the joke thing. So it was a coach coaching coaches, and he goes, and this guy goes to him and he goes, oh, I got this great rule book. Look through this. What do you think? And it was thick. And he goes, don't need to read it. One question. What's your consequence in there if a kid steals a helicopter? And the coach goes, what? Well, if a kid steals a helicopter, what are you going to do? And he goes, I don't have a kid. He goes, you can't, because you can't know all the things they're going to do. So instead of that, have five things that they have to. So, you know, we will respect everybody involved in the organization and the other team and whatever. We will, whatever the five things are that you want your kids to. And then he steals a helicopter and you go, well, that breaks. That doesn't respect. That doesn't da da da. And that doesn't da da da. So we got to have a consequence for that thing. So if you're going to try and have a thing of like, if the person says this, then you got to do the, you know, like, you got to have maybe just a, hey, don't trust anything in this process at all. Or don't trust anyone you don't know, or some version of that. I don't
know.
It's
not in the rule book. If
the
kid
it doesn't
is
say to not open it if he
officer,
says, bro.
I guess we better open the door.
Yeah. So, but there's also, I think, okay, there's a common thing that people do, and you can kind of address those. You know, drugs and alcohol are a common thing that high school kids do, and you have to.
I didn't say I couldn't steal a helicopter in the rule book, so I don't see a problem with that.
Right.
I think I'll just call the police. I think they have a book for that. Actually, it's.
Right. It's probably they might
their
have
book.
A rule.
Their book's a little bigger than mine.
They have a rule book, but. Yeah, so I don't know if that really is a good analogy, but that was a thing that we were always coaching is, and in your classroom, like, teachers want to have, like, a rule, no gum chewing, no hat, no da 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 da, and it's like, you're not going to be, and then you're in an argument with a kid who's like, you didn't say I couldn't take my shoes off in class, and you're like, yeah, but you can't, like, you put your shoes on. Your feet stink. It's gross. It's unsanitary. It's whatever. Whatever. You didn't say I couldn't flick a person's elbow lightly to annoy them for a half hour straight. Like, ah? And you're like, yeah. But you can't. So, I wouldn't have left that room, I don't think. But I don't know. The kids start leaving, and then the sheriff's like, you're good. Come in here. And then they kind of just like chill. They're like, woo. We're safe now. And
well,
I was like,
get,
how are you
they
safe
keep going,
now?
Actually. They go to like the parking lot where there's more. They're kind of, it seems like they're like, I mean, it was
had
that,
a
like, courtyard kind of maybe thing, mm-hmm. but it seems like the other side of the school was secure maybe, and they were still looking for the other guy.
Man.
Because they jump over the window, they run through it, and then they go, keep going, you're good, keep going. And then they funnel out to like a parking lot.
That's what.
And then
that's
a kid
normal,
goes like, "Where's Jimmy? What the fuck? Where's Jimmy?
We lost Jimmy." Yeah.
And then another kid's like, "Fuck you guys! I'm going home."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Well, I hope everyone's accounted for, I guess." But.
Well, and that's that they kind of let you, you know, man. And then what always happens in these school shootings is parents show up to the school, of course, you know, and then you get traffic jams and crazy whole can't get it out, and so they do kind of just go. Yeah, if you can run to your house. Just go. Get off campus. Get the hell out of here. But that's interesting, too, because you're technically locked down. It's a whole thing. It would be great if we could just work towards stopping them. That might be. I was thinking this, like, with mental health. Like, I wonder if there's, like, ever a, like, a comp... So... I like ingenuity in business, right? So I wonder if there's ever been like a health organization or a that was like, "Hey, we're an insurance company that's like, no, we're going to really invest in mental health for our patients with the idea that then they won't be in a place to do all these other things that hurt their health. You know, if they're mentally healthy, they'll be less likely to eat terribly and get sick or hurt someone else physically or break a bone because they're eating healthy. Or I wonder if there's any sort of like, hey, maybe head some of these things off at the pass.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Prevention is better than whatever
right.
you call it. Yeah.
Reacting or yeah, like yeah. But
therapy is expensive.
But that's not doesn't
but
make it as
cheaper
much
before
money.
You cause the trauma. Than
yeah,
after.
yeah. Well, I like talking to you, but it's been a long, chat, and I got a pack. You got a pack? I got a pack.
Yeah. Well, I'm still. I gotta go pick up more merch. I got ordered more. I didn't think I didn't sell as well on this tour for t-shirts, you know. So I had a bunch left over, which is fun.
Well, we'll I'll as soon as I think traffic's over, or close to over, I'll start heading your way. And
yeah, it takes you 6 hours to make it
tomorrow. And
yeah, just come wake me up and cuddle me in the morning, and we'll head to Portland and
96. Yeah, all right.
We're gonna. Oh, should we get like do you want to just do both of our? Do we want to get a guest set? Do we want to get No. All right, we'll talk about it.
Portland,
I don't think we can
could.
Afford to pay anyone, but
I know Portland, we probably could get somebody and easily, but the other two cities, it might be a little harder to pick somebody
right.
up. I don't even know.
Hey, you go host for 50 people. We don't want to do it. You know,
I asked a guy on Portland Comics on Instagram or something if he would post our show, and he goes, I got you covered. Also, if you ever need anybody for a spot, Laughs PDX. I'll share it to the IG story. Hope the show's a success. Let me if you need a local MC in the future. Ha ha ha, Brent.
All right.
Brent Lowry. I don't know. I'll watch his video. We'll see. He's probably busy. Andrew
probably
J. Rivers
sucks.
On all the things. Corey Michaelis comedy on all the things. Homeschool podcast. Good night.